Just like the Mitsubishi Triton, the Rush Hour with MG and Liam are engineered for power and performance. Nothing can frighten a Triton.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And this is NRL preliminary final weekend. Manly Seagulls, South Sydney Rabbitohs tonight. And MG, we have to announce off the top, kickoff has been delayed 15 minutes.
Yeah, it has, because the Manly Warringah Seagulls have been caught in a little bit of traffic. They're coming from Sunshine Coast to Brisbane. So the kickoff will be about 10 past 8 instead of 10-2.
So we will be delayed.
Yeah.
But you would think of all teams, the Manly Seagulls, they know how hard it is to get out of the Insular Peninsula.
I think Dez is behind this.
You think this is a tactic?
Oh, it's a tactic.
You think this is a tactic?
That's a ploy. That's a dead set ploy.
Maybe he's getting...
How can you not have police escorts up there in Brisbane with they know that the Manly Warringah Seagulls are on their way to a prelim final at Suncorp?
Maybe he's trying to buy Brad Parker 15 more minutes to get right for the game tonight. Well,
is it the case of Manly winning their first prelim in 8 years, or is it the case of South Sydney losing their fourth in a row? It's, it's a massive game coming
up.
We
have got you covered all the way through to the final whistle, which will now be 15 minutes later than originally scheduled. NRL primetime from 7, kickoff now, scheduled to be just after 8 o'clock. We got to talk about Queensland's new coach.
Oh, yeah, Billy Slater.
Been installed today officially. We've got some audio of his announcement. We're going to drill down on your Penny Panthers ahead of their prelim game against the Storm tomorrow, MG. But up next, we're talking all things Souths. We're talking all things Manly. Going to find out who you're tipping to win. Maybe get a score.
Which team's living on a prayer?
I see what you've done.
Johnny is the work. Oh, I'm pumped. Bring it on. Bring it on. And the fact that it's delayed even makes me anticipate the start even more now. Well done, Dez.
Here's a bit of Bon Jovi to get you pumped up for Friday night footy. It's the NRL preliminary finals. Manly v Bunnies. The Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Preliminary finals have arrived tonight. Manly versus South Sydney. We are going to go deep on the Penrith Panthers, who've been forced into a late change today. We'll get to that very shortly, MG. But first,
the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. What's cracking?
Brought to you by Kraken and Dry Premix, the taste you've been hunting for.
Time to talk about tonight's game.
Yeah, as I mentioned at the top of the show, it's very intriguing because these two teams finished third and fourth, obviously, and they have a similar for and against. They average about 30 points each per year, and they let in about 18 to 19 points per year, per game. Desi Hasler has not been beaten in a prelim as a player and a coach for the last eight times he's been in there. Where Wayne Bennett, I mean, gee whiz. I mean, speaking about September, he's the man. He's aiming for his 10th grand final. He's in his 15th prelim final, 7 wins, 7 losses. Both these teams are 4-1 at Suncorp this year. Like, stats are stats. If you look at the cold, hard facts, it's Tommy Turbo's how much he can get into the game. And can South Sydney defend like they did against Penrith 2 weeks ago, because their attack down their left side and the right side when Paulo scored against Penrith was on point. Young Taffett, fullback, there's a lot more pressure on him this game than there was the other game, because now we know about him. Last game against Penrith, no one knew about Blake Taffett, fullback, so now everyone knows about him. And I expect tonight he's going to get some aerial bombing, and I think he's going to get a lot of attack go his way.
For those who aren't across it, Brad Parker was ruled out yesterday. So Moses Sawley will come into the centres. He'll be wearing number 19 tonight. Parker ruled out with a hand injury.
Yeah, and they're contrasting players, because with Moses, you get kind of rocks and diamonds, you know. Sometimes he's really, really good, and sometimes he can drop a ball or miss a tackle. But Brad Parker's solid.
Sawley's probably got the highest ceiling, but he's also got the lower floor.
Yeah, so and they're on average, you're probably both a 7.5 out of 10 player.
Yeah.
So look, I think it's just an intriguing game. I love the fact that Manly have come from nowhere to finish off fourth. South, they needed that week off that they got after beating Penrith.
Yeah,
They're at full strength. So if I had to pick a winner, I'm leaning towards the Seagulls. I don't know why. I really don't know why, because I think maybe because I keep looking at South Sydney without Latrell Mitchell.
When you see the team list and it starts with, if it had started with Latrell Mitchell, Tom Trbojevic, but it starts with Blake Taff. And all due respect to the young fella who was very good the other week, but Tommy Turbo is in some sort of form. Just to recap.
What about the, just quickly, what about the back rowers tussle between Callum Mutungi and Sua and Olakau'a Tu and Schuster?
And then the locks.
Oh, the locks cancel each other out. Jake Trbojevic and Murray. It's a fascinating game. I cannot wait to call this tonight with Dell and Dan. This is going to be a great game.
Can you remember the last time you had 4 30-year-olds in the halves with so much experience playing so well together? Well, Walker Reynolds, Four, and Cherry Evans.
We are blessed that both these prelims have the four best halves combination in the competition. And they say that the cream rises to the top, and we got rid of 7 and 8 in the first week, 5th and 6th last week. We can't get rid of 3rd and 4th this week because...
Well, by that logic, though, the Seagulls are going to lose tonight. And the Panthers are going to lose tomorrow.
Well, you have got an advantage. You bugger. You have got an advantage having that prelim this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely.
You really have, because all your men get mended. They all get fixed. They all get that breath of fresh air that they need.
For those that missed it, top of the show, Danny Widler has reported that the kickoff to tonight's game will be delayed 15 minutes. Going to happen just after 8 o'clock now, about 8:05, because the Manly Seagulls have been caught in traffic on the way down from the sunny coast to the game. And MG's calling tactic.
Tactic. Desi Haslar's trying to outmanoeuvre the...
He's put the bananas in the tailpipe of his own bus.
Like, really, come on. You think, to all the trouble we've gone through to get the game thriving in Queensland, we'd say on the night of the game, if we wanted to, we're going to have a police escort for your teams. But
do you know what? I reckon Wayne Bennett's so switched on, he probably changed all the clocks 15 minutes.
Oh, who knows?
I reckon he's onto it.
Oh, it's been quite. It's been quite quiet between the coaches this week, and I like the fact that that's happened.
Someone's going to have that smirk wiped off their face tonight, though. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. We're getting you ready.
Bring it on
for Manly v South Sydney.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
You are pumped up for this
I am.
Friday night footy.
Smash Mouth, finals footy.
Ooh.
The lights have gone out in our studio. What is going on here? The game, if you're just joining us on your way home from the city or wherever you're going home from, has been delayed for probably 15 minutes or 20 minutes. So,
well, it looks like it could be longer.
That's 27 Ks of gridlock traffic.
Producer Charlie's just told us this is Manly Seagulls travelling down from the Sunshine Coast to Brisbane, Suncorp Stadium, the host of tonight's game. 27 kilometres worth of traffic banked up.
So listen, if you're... in Brisbane, listening to us right now via the app, LISTNR, listener app, you're going to get a lot more game preview now because once we finish on our show, at 7 o'clock we go on to the other show.
NRL prime time.
And then we're going to go a bit longer.
NRL prime time extra.
Yeah.
A brand new show.
Here we go. Extra. More pay.
Well, I would assume so.
Hope so.
That's how it works, isn't it?
Del's putting his...
Del's already filling out of his invoice. Yeah. When he'll sell it. Righto. Hey, the Rush Hour is thanks to Mitsubishi. For over 40 years, the Mitsubishi Triton. Speaking of Wendell Saylor, last time we got a Mitsubishi Triton, good luck getting the keys back off Wendell and producer Charlie.
Yeah, they had a little...
They loved the Mitsubishi Triton.
A combo going, didn't they?
Yeah, they loved it.
You take it 1 week, I'll take it the next week.
Yeah, they couldn't stop talking about the power, performance and 5-star safety rating on the thing. So,
well, you can't frighten them.
You can't. Go and see your Mitsubishi.
They're not scarable.
Go and see your Mitsubishi dealer today and ask them to give you a look at the Triton and then drive away with one. Let's do this.
Triple M's Rush Hour. And here we go again. We put the finals in focus.
Penrith Panthers. They play off for a spot in a grand final tomorrow afternoon, Suncorp Stadium, against the Melbourne Storm. But MG, the big news today, they will be doing it without Moses Leota. He's been ruled out with a calf injury.
That's a big loss. And as I mentioned on our show yesterday, I would start if I was Penrith with Tevita Pengai Jr. and I would start with Billy Kickow.
At the moment, it says that Liam Martin's going to shift into the front row.
Yeah.
And Spencer Lenu will come onto the bench.
I would just signal my intentions from the get-go and say, we're here to play. We're not here to muck around. Everyone's writing us off already. We're playing against the best team in the competition. No one gives us a chance, so let's just fight fire with fire. And I would just blast my way against this Melbourne Storm. I think the daytime game helps Penrith. Melbourne get more in an arm wrestle against teams at night time when it's a little bit more drizzly and a bit slippery.
And can't run around them.
Yeah, but I would just go, I would fight fire with fire. Look, they've got nothing to lose. No one's giving them any hope. I give them a big hope. Brian To'o, we still don't know about him. But look, this is a team that's basically lost 3 or 4 games in 2 years. And yet they're $3 to $3.50 outsiders. They've the spine of Edwards, Luai, Cleary and Coruscant, they've won 20, lost one over the last 2 years they've played with each other. So their spine is magnificent. Up front, they're going to Fisher Harris has got to play the game of his life to tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, because Moses is out. And Philly Martin's up front. Well, that's another guy who's not quite as big as Moses. And I'd put Pengai Jr. front row. I'd say put him in, start him off, unleash the beast, so to speak, because this forward pack of Melbourne is phenomenal.
Well, and the other part of the TPJ puzzle is that he's leaving. Like, you know, this might be his last game as a Panther. So why wouldn't you just exhaust all of him if you could? Just, you know, hey, TPJ, you're going to the Bulldogs next year. Who knows when you get to play finals again? That's the rev up I'd be putting up to Vita Pango Jr. Mate, you're headed for a team that finished last by that far. How much do you want to get a ring?
You might not get this opportunity again.
In your career.
Well, you're going to the Bulldogs, who have strengthen themselves next year, but I don't think they'll be playing for a grand final or a prelim final in the next couple of years. They're building, and they're building well. But with all due respect, they're not in the situation Penrith are at the moment.
Yeah.
And I would be ramming that down his large throat and large ears to say, Tevita, mate, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. You could be – well, he was really good against Parramatta.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, Billy Kickow's got a massive laceration on his knee, which is similar to what Cam Munster had a couple of weeks back. So he might be, you know, if he gets a knock there, look, it's if they're going to win, if Penrith have to win this game, they've got to fight fire with fire, because they're playing against a team that's at full strength for the first time this year. Yeah. Can you believe that? So maybe you might get Melbourne at a time where they're a little bit overconfident and a little bit complacent. So you've got to kick well, you've got a complete set, you've got to do everything right. You've got to play almost the perfect game, Penrith.
Yeah.
And they can. They've proved that they can. They've been the best team for 2 years. Obviously, they didn't get the big one last year on the grand final, but that's what's burning. That should be your motivation to get to the grand final.
All I'll say is I hope Brian Toto is fit and as close to 100% as he can be, because the last thing you want to do is take badly injured players into these games. I know at this stage of the year, everyone's got knocks and bruises.
I'll take Brian Toto at 90%.
There you go. And I hope that Billy Kickow, is that knee is at a point where it's not bothering him in the game, because you want the best players on the park. Oh, I think Panthers...
You need them against Melbourne.
Panthers have earned the right to have a crack at it with their best 17.
Yep.
And now I know Moses Leota's not going to be there, but you want them to... I would hate to see Panthers go in under strength, lose, and then be able to go, well, we didn't have X, Y, and Z.
Yeah,
you know?
They won't. So I'm expecting big things. I the back's against the wall, and this hasn't happened to them for a long time. And I think what was happened since Origin, they had 7 players in the Origin. They've kind of had to feel that for the first time. South Sydney beat them 2 weeks ago. They went and had a hard fought win over Parramatta last week, who's probably the game of the year as far as defence goes. And how banged up are they?
Speaking of which, well, Ivan Cleary answered that question. He was asked if they were tired off the back of that win over the Parramatta Eels. Here's what he had to say.
I'm not worried about being tired at all. There's been absolutely no signs of that in this team probably for 2 years, you know. So, yes, we've gone through some, you know, a couple of tough encounters for sure. Yes, we've had a few injuries as well, but there's no signs of tiredness.
Yeah, well, no signs of tiredness.
They're one of the youngest teams in the comp. You know, they're jumping out of their britches every time they train and play. You can see that in all their videos.
That's a key factor, actually. None of them have got young kids. None of them got young kids in quarantine, in lockdown with them, keeping them up at late.
A couple might have, but the majority haven't. They're all just young kids just doing their thing. And
getting the 8 hours.
And if I could give them some advice about tomorrow, just express yourself.
Express yourself. Express yourself.
Express yourself.
This is a sports show, not a music
show. But honestly, just don't. I think if you worry about the outcome, and you don't worry about what your job is tomorrow, you're going to get beaten. If you just go out there and just play the way you played, you got a massive chance and a big chance of knocking off the best team in the comp.
Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Wendell Saylor just standing outside the studio, pouring at the door, wants to get in, wants to talk footy. We're counting you down to tonight's prelim between the Manly Seagulls and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. But first...
thanks to Harvey Norman. Don't miss a minute of the footy finals action with great deals on Philips TVs.
The finals are here at last.
The Triple M Rush Hours. Telly-thon.
This is it, MG. Our final TV.
Yes.
I've begged and pleaded.
No chance.
I've said, let's just we don't have to do the competition on the final day.
Yeah, but that wouldn't make sense, would it? Then our beautiful listeners don't win anything.
I want to watch tonight's game in style at home on my brand new 65-inch Philips 4K TV, thanks to Harvey Norman.
But it won't be happening for you.
No.
It'll be happening maybe for Dean from Cronulla.
G'day, Dean.
G'day.
Hello, Dino. All you got to do, mate, all you got to do is know your finals. When you hear the audio, if you know it, let us know what you know, and you could be watching the TV tonight in front of this 65-inch, watching the footy tonight in front of this 65-inch TV.
Jeez, you made that complicated. Hey, Dean, no, you just got to tell us what this NRL Finals moment is. Have a listen.
What he says.
And now it's the Apprentice away the girdler. It's come off the feet of the Roosters.
Whoa, what do you reckon, Dean?
Holy shit.
It's close.
Roy Simmons
sign off. Oh, good guess. Good guess, because there was obviously a Penrith connection there.
Yes.
But incorrect, MG.
Okay, Dino from Cronulla, unlucky. Let's try Robbie from Lapston. G'day, Robbie.
G'day, G. What up?
Well, mate, I'm flying because this TV, I think, might be going away to Lapston, hopefully.
Well, here it is, Rob. What is this NRL Finals moment? Whoa.
I got it. It's Scotty Sattler's tackle in 2003.
Congratulations,
hey, Robbie. Good work, buddy. Good work,
you
mate.
You are taking home a 65-incher Philips 4K TV thanks to our mates at Harvey Norman. How good?
That's awesome. That's absolutely fantastic. I'm so glad Panthers are still doing it for me, so.
Good on you, brother. Hey,
congratulations.
Enjoy, mate, and go to the Panthers tomorrow night.
MG will be out there to.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
MG will be out there tonight to drop it off and install it for you. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Don't miss a minute of the action this footy finals with great deals on Philips TVs. It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Big Dell's going to join us next, MG.
Oh, yeah.
Queensland's got themselves a new coach.
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Well, find out if you don't know already. Find out after this who it is.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. It's the show that goes off like a bull in a china shop. That's why we never offer our guests a cup of tea. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Getting you ready for the first preliminary final of the 2021 season. Manly taking on South Sydney Rabbitohs. Just an update if you've missed it. The Seagulls have been caught in traffic, travelling from the sunny coast down to Brisbane for the game. We've been told they now have a police escort through the 27 kilometres banked up of traffic. 8:05 is the new kickoff time, so push back 15 minutes. But that's just okay because you get more of yourself, MG, Dan Ganane, Gordon Tallis is the man on the ground, and this gentleman who joins us in studio, Wendell Saylor. Good evening, Del.
Good evening, guys. Yeah, well, what a great time of the year. But look, to be honest, Liam, look, I don't want to work more than I have to tonight because it's grand final week next week.
That's right.
I do my best work around grand final time.
Well, we're going to talk about the game a bit later on after 7 o'clock with NRL Primetime, but we need to talk about the news today that William Slater is the new coach of Queensland. 3-year contract for Billy.
Look, I think it's great for Queensland, but it's also great for Billy too. So Billy knows what he wants, but also for me, the last couple of years we've had so many changes of coaches. Like, for me, it's just been like, like a turnstile, you know?
Yeah.
I understand it's been different because of, obviously, COVID last year and then, obviously, Kevy going to the Broncos and then Greeny obviously wanted to coach an NRL team, you know, so it was sort of his stopgap to go. Yeah. And I get that, but I just think that Billy, he's got the DNA for it, Queensland. And I necessarily think you don't have to be the best coach for an Origin time.
No,
like, no disrespect to Freddie, but Freddie has shown. You get the right people around, you get to know the players, you get to put out there what you want, and you get the results, like, you know.
I think Mal started that, Del. I think Mal Meninga, who has just got an aura about him.
Yes.
Not necessarily a really good coach, but a fantastic manager. And I think he started that. Freddie's continued it, and I think Billy Slater, I agree with you 100%. I reckon as soon as you walk in as a Queenslander or a New South Wales Origin player, the first person you see, the coach, you've got to be giddy with it. You've got to go, oh, there he is. There's, right. there's yeah. And can you imagine the Queenslanders walking in and saying, there's Billy Slater.
Yeah.
New South Wales do it. There's Freddie.
Yes.
And I think what, because it's a 3-year deal with Billy Slater, I think it's really good that he's got to entrench himself with the grassroots, with the pathways. Like Freddie has a big say in with New South Wales. He knows all the guys who are playing for New South Wales under 16, under 18s, under 20s. He knows these guys.
Yeah, he does.
So he brings them through, like, and he gives them a taste of it. Stefano Yutoikamano.
Yes.
Had him as the 20th man this year, just for a bit of a taste.
Yep.
After he went back to the Tigers, he was their best player.
Yeah. Well, a couple of years ago, I remember speaking to Craig Bellamy, and I talked about, you know, they've got those fullbacks, because the fullbacks were, it was Jerome Hughes, it was Pappenhausen. Pappenhausen couldn't even really get a start there. They were trying to offload Pappenhausen, remember? It was... it was Drinkwater. Yep. And then it was, there was another one there. Hines, what's his name?
Nico.
Nico Hines,
yeah.
Yeah, so they're all, and I actually said, mate, why are your fullbacks, why do they evolve so well? And he goes, Del, to be quite honest, he goes, we've got Billy on the coaching staff. So Billy, he said, I can't take credit for that. He said, Billy actually grabs him and says, hey, listen, I just saw what you're doing there. This is how I reckon you should do this. He's not trying to change the way they play, but he's just trying to improve them and add different layers to their game. Oh. And that's what, yeah. How
fantastic.
That?
That's terrifying.
Yeah. He changed the way fullbacks were playing.
100%.
For Caelan Ponga at State of Origin level, that is terrifying if you're a New South Wales person.
Who do you marry for?
At State of Origin time?
Yes.
I bleed blue.
Yeah,
at State of Origin time,
I'm from Adelaide, aren't you?
I'm from Adelaide.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And his wife's from Gold Coast.
Yeah, exactly. It's an unhappy household when we're all around at State of Origin. Well, you'd say that odds on, we'd be seeing Cooper Cronk and Cam Smith.
Oh, no doubt.
Amongst the Maroon staff as well at some point.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. Like, ooh. Cooper Cronk.
I don't think you see Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk together.
Well, you just never know because, mate, a guy like Billy can bring them back together.
Heard it here first.
Wow.
We're going to play some.
So, what they do need is like New South Wales have with Fitzgibbon. They need a current assistant coach who knows, who's au fait with the rules.
That's right.
Because Paul Green didn't have anyone in his camp.
No, it's great to have guys like Petro on that there, but you know you need some guys who are
tactically,
in around coaching. Yeah.
All right, very good, Billy, the new coach of Queensland. Up next, we're going to play some rapid fire footy. We're counting you down to the prelim between the Seagulls and the Bunnies.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 PM weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're getting you ready for Manly v Bunnies, a spot in the 2021 NRL Grand Final up for grabs. Just recapping, the kickoff has been pushed back 15 minutes due to Manly being caught in traffic travelling from the sunny coast down to Suncorp Stadium. 8:05 is the kickoff for the game. Now let's do this.
Triple M Rush Hour's Rapid Fire Footy.
Fast footy questions, fast footy answers. Wendell Saylor, MG. We do this thanks to Lone Pine Tavern in Rudy Hill. The Lone Pine Tavern now does drive-through food fest every weekend. LonePineTavern.com.au. Support your local business.
Go on your Lone Pine.
Yeah, good on you. We love Can't wait to get out there, you guys, and do a function for us or something.
Bloody oath. I didn't do it for nothing as well.
You're not free?
Yeah, you will. I won't be.
Righto. Wendell.
Sorry.
When will Billy Slater coach his first Origin Series win?
I don't think next year, the year after.
2023?
Yeah.
2028.
you're rotten, mate. All right, MG, of the four teams in the prelims this weekend, who will be back in next year?
Penrith and Melbourne.
Penrith and Melbourne?
Yeah, they're both in the top four.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah, you want two or you want?
Do you think any of the other three will
be there? Yeah, of course. I think Penrith will be as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So much talent. But they've got to cut some talent out. That's it. Because then call salary cap. Good to see you guys are sticking to it. Unlike the Roosters have been over the last couple of years.
Who did you play for in your career? Well, Brisbane Broncos? Yeah, was Dragons. The salary cap up there?
We didn't have one.
No.
No.
Good accountant.
Super Mario. Mario Brothers is a new movie has been announced today.
Oh, really?
What was the video game you couldn't put down as a kid, Del?
Mate, Jonah Lomu Rugby.
Oh, PlayStation.
Yeah.
What about you had the whole side of him?
Unbelievable.
The 15 of him.
Yeah, God bless you, mate. What a weapon. Yeah,
that was about 1992 or 94.
Yeah.
When I was younger, Space Invaders. So I used to go down to the Mount Druitt Squash Centre. And they had the machines there, and we just I'd take a dollar down, and I'd be there all day. It was awesome.
You would have bullied blokes.
I was getting bullied.
Oh, I don't believe that for a minute.
Please, for me, it was Shane Warne cricket.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Love that.
It was so good. Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup kicks off tonight. Del, we know you love your golf. So we'll go to you first.
Yeah.
If I was pairing you and MG are competing in the four ball tomorrow morning, you get to pick your partner, golfer, past, present. Yeah. Who are you going with?
It's Tiger and I, and then we'd be hanging out at the bar afterwards having a few drinks, socialising.
Oh, yeah. I'm going the Shark.
In his prime, yes.
Yeah. And John Daly in the bar. I'm going to have him waiting for me. But Shark, bring your club.
Yes.
Shark was, you forget just how dominant the Shark was.
That's right,
eh? He was awesome. He was one of our best exports in the 90s. 100%.
I think he still holds the record for most weeks at number one.
No, I wouldn't think so.
You reckon Tiger's got
it? Yeah,
him? Yeah. All right. Well, you are the golf expert.
He likes to walk his dog too.
Yeah, he certainly does, mate. Yeah. Good on him, mate.
A one wood on the Shark. Hey, we got to get out of here. Yeah. NRL Prime Time coming up next. Manly. Yeah. South Sydney, kickoff delayed by 15 minutes, going to start at 5:08 because of traffic. We got to get out of here. Yeah. Dell, MG, go. Gordy with you, sideline, Danganane as well.